It's time for your AFN Kunsan radio update. I'm Staff Sergeant Crystal Munguia. The U.S. and Republic of Korea Air Force Airmen conducted joint explosive ordnance disposal training. The training allowed for the sharing of techniques and best practices between the forces, strengthening teamwork for use in real-world operations. Senior Airman Stephen Nguyen, 8th Civil Engineering Squadron EOD team member, had this to say.
We learn our equipment capabilities versus their equipment capabilities and how we can combine our equipment packages together to respond more effectively to any scenario that happens on the peninsula.
In other news, Staff Sergeant Joanza Mitchell from the 8th Operational Medical Readiness Squadron has been selected as Pride of the Pack for the week of October 28th to November 1st. Mitchell created 4 standard operating procedures that improved dental fabrication completion time by 35%. In under 2 weeks, he crafted a new tracking method for the current caseload, increasing lab patient satisfaction to 97%. He drove dental logistics for 2 elements during the end of the fiscal year, ordering 56 critical line items and capturing 299 patient encounters. Mitchell's dedication to the mission is a direct reflection to the 8th Medical Group's mission statement of devoted to optimizing Wolfpack medical readiness in preparation of follow-on forces. That's it for this edition, but for more Wolfpack news, go to kunsan.af.mil. Be sure to follow AFN Kunsan on Facebook, download the AFN Go mobile app, or tune into 88.5 FM AFN Kunsan the Eagle and your local AFN television station for the latest updates from Kunsan to across the Pacific. I'm Staff Sergeant Crystal Munguia, and this has been your AFN Kunsan Radio Update.